So the last thing we discussed in the Ramban was the pasuk Hava Nischak Malo. That's not on this page, because that we did last time. And we spoke about how Paro had this program, this very large, long, complex program of turning the tables against the Jewish people, step by step, to bring the Mitzrim to hate the Jewish people and to really annihilate the Jewish people. That was his plan. And the Ramban is brilliant in the way he weaves that all in. Then we spoke last time about the Ramban's interpretation of the story that happened with the shepherds when the seven daughters of Yisro were chased away by the shepherds from the well. And according to the Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu at that point saw an injustice that was being perpetrated against the Bnei Slofka. He came to their defense out of a commitment to justice. And not only did he chase away the Roim, he even filled up their troughs with water as a matter of chesed. We spoke about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Ramban's philosophy, plays a very important role not only in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also in the process of developing leadership in Klal Yisrael. What we want to do tonight is study a number of Rambans, most of which are here in the parasha, some are in other parashios which we put together, and some of them touch on the Ramban's view of Rashi. So tonight we're going to do something which we don't usually do and integrate the Ramban and Rashi together to try to get a little bit of a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu and his greatness. We're going to start with the Ramban. Let's start with Moshe Rabbeinu's youth. What does the Torah tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu from the day he's born? The pasuk says, "Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi, vatar ha isha vatelid ben, vatera oso ki tovu." Now she sees this baby as tov. What does that mean, tov? So Rashi says, "Kishenolad," when he was born, "Nismale habayis kulo ora." The house is filled with light. Some sort of illumination that comes from the little baby, in this case Moshe. Vatitzpineu shlosha yirachim v'lo yachla od hatzpino. Vatosim basaf, she puts the child in a little cradle and puts him on the yaar. And then of course bas paro comes, and in pasuk hey, vaterid bas paro lirchotz al yaar. She sees the teva carrying Moshe. Vatiftach in pasuk vav, vatir eu es hayelet. What's vatir eu es hayelet? What did she see? Something special. So Rashi says, vatir eu es hayelet. Says Rashi. Let me just try to find the Rashi so we can read it inside. Es mi rasa. Says Rashi, Rasa Imo Shechina, the daughter of Paro. Imagine, Chazal talk about Mitzrayim as the lowest level of immorality, the 49th level of Tumah. And yet in Mitzrayim, she beholds the Shechina in this little baby. Apparently, we're talking about something that's very, what shall I say, sensational. Now, how long? Of course, if you recall, she gives the baby back to the family, and then eventually the baby comes into the house of Paro, the palace of Paro. It says, the Pasuk Yud says, Vayigdal hayeled, vatavieu lebas Paro, vayhilo leven. So when the child got older, it was brought to Bas Paro. So for 2 years, Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the house of his parents. How do I know Vayigdal HaYeled means he was 2 years old? That's what the Yalkut says. The Yalkut in Medrash says, Vayigdal HaYeled, after he was nursed, he was 2 years old. A baby in those days used to nurse for 24 months. And then they brought the baby to Bas Paro. So let's ask ourselves the following question: how long did Paro live in his family, in his family's house? How long of a time period did his parents raise him? Only 2 years. Now the Ramban elsewhere says that during this 2 year period when he lived with his father, the Ramban says, Vav Yudalid, let me read to you if I can the Ramban's language. He describes the parents, especially the father of Moshe, as in fantastic terms. He says about the parents of Moshe that they were such Chasidei Elyon. He says the Torah could have dedicated enough time to describe these greats as if they were the Avos. You know, we know how much of Sefer Bereishis is dedicated to the Avos. The Ramban says later on in the next parasha that the parents of Moshe were so great, they were as great as the Avos almost. So the question that I want to ask here is, Moshe Rabbeinu is born, he's destined for greatness, the light shines from him, the Shekhinah hovers over him, people are aware of his greatness, he lives in his father's house for all of 2 years. And the first episode that we find in Moshe Rabbeinu's life is the episode of the Mitzri. What do you say?
When he's 80.
No, before he's 80, there's one story that comes first. And if you take a look, right, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzei El Echov. And the question is, how old was Moshe?
That was long before he was married.
He was before he was married for sure, because he didn't run away to Midian yet, so he didn't meet Zipporah. But it says by Yigdal Moshe. So how old was he? So in other words, what we know right now is that Moshe Rabbeinu was 2 years old when he was ripped away from his parents' home and brought to the palace of Paro. We know that by Yigdal Hayeled, at some point in his age, at some age in his life, he became older and he went out to see the Jewish people. But we don't know how old he was. So if you take a look in the Ramban, this is the Ramban on your page. First of all, I want to point out that the Ramban, this is in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, speaking about the youth of Moshe Rabbeinu and his maturation process. The Ramban writes, it's on the fourth line, I underlined it, Shahaya Gadel Shalo Kiderech HaOlam. The Ramban says that he matured in a very unusual way. Klomar Bizman Echad Bimehera. At a very quick pace. And the Ramban is making this comment as an attachment to this pasuk that we just read. Vayhi bayom ha'mahem, vayigdal Moshe, and Moshe became mature. Well, how old was he? You know, I'm getting the picture in my mind that he had a speed, you know, the process of maturation was very sped up, how do you say speed it up? But he must have been a mature man at the time that he went out to see his brothers. Now, look at the next paragraph of the Ramban. The Ramban says that he was a nar, he was a young lad when he ran away from Paro. So how old was he when the Torah describes him as Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzel Echov? How old could he have been? Says Ramban, Hoyezeh, this episode in his life, which is described here, Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzel Echov, occurred miyad kasher gadol. In other words, it seems from the pasuk Vayigdal Vayetze, immediately after he became mature, he went out. The Omen al Dato. What happened at that point in his life that all of a sudden he decided, I'm going, I'm venturing forth outside the bounds of the palace? He gidu lo ki hu Yehudi. He found out that he was a Jew. Vinichsaf, and he desired, he had a tremendous, almost a nostalgic pull, liros sivlos echov, to see with his own eyes the suffering of his brothers, viamolam, and their oppression, vilachat lachatzom, and all the pressures they were in. Ubayom ahu yotza, on that very day they went out, hikos hamitzri. Ubayom hasheni, the next day, hilshinu olav, they brought this message to Paro that he had killed the Mitzri. Ubarach, and Moshe fled. Hine, says the Ramban, and I underlined it, Hoya kiben shtemes reishonim. The Ramban, relying on one opinion in the Medrash, says that Moshe Rabbeinu was all of 12 years old when this story took place. In other words, all this description about Moshe maturing at a very quick pace, from the time that he came into Beis Paro, to the palace of Paro, until Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzel Echov, how many years passed by? 10 years. We don't know anything about that 10 years. What could have gone on, what could have happened during those 10 years, the formative years of his life? He had 2 years in his parents' house. He had 10 years in the palace of Paro. And now, Vayigdal Hayelet, he's 12 years old, says the Ramban, and he goes out because he has this burning desire to see, to identify with his suffering brethren. But all this maturation happened at such a quick pace, abnormal. Shelo kederech olam, says the Ramban. Well, we've already seen shelo kederech olam, because from the minute he's born, nismali abayis kulo ora. Now, question number two that I want to ask, okay, we have to fill in this 10-year period, this gap. In other words, we could imagine in the first 2 years of his life, he was raised by his children, he was raised as a child by his parents. They gave him, they provided him the best education possible, but what happened during the 10 years in the palace of Paro? But my second question is, from the time that Moshe was a fugitive, until we find him at the snare, when he's 80 years old, and let's say even if we accept the second opinion in the Medrash, who says that at the time that he killed the Mitzri, Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzel Echov, he was 20 years old, at the very least, he was a fugitive before the snare for how many years?
60 years.
What went on in his life for 60 years? And the only clue that the Ramban gives us, which is in the fourth paragraph of your page, and I underlined it, Vihine Amad Yomim Rabim, he for a long period of time, 60 years at least, Mischave, what's Mischave? Mitchave. He's hiding. Umitnaker mi goy el goy, he's appearing as an alien, going from one country to another, from one nation to the other. Mimamlachal amacher, from one sovereign rulership to another, because he's a fugitive. He's afraid that Paro is running after him. So he's going from one land to the other. First, of course, he probably went to the lands that are closest to Mitzrayim until he finally ended up in Midian. And that's when he met the Benos Yisro. So now we have a whole nother chunk of time. We have three periods so far in Moshe Rabbeinu's life that culminate with this net. There's the first 2 years of his life, he's living in his parents' house, being raised by his parents. Then for 10 years, he's in Beis Paro, being raised in Paro's palace. Then we have 60 years at least, maybe more, in which he's running from country to country as a fugitive, finally ending up in Midian, marrying the daughter of Yisro. And then at the age of 80, he has the revelation at the burning bush at the snare. What went on during all these years? That's question number two. Now, in order to answer these questions, or at least make some progress, I'm not going to claim that I know all the answers, that's for sure not, but I want to study with you for a few minutes the story, the episode of Moshe killing the Mitzri. That's in the middle of page one. The Torah says, Vayhi bayomim ahem vayigdal Moshe vayetze el echov vayar besivlosom. Says Rashi, what's vayar besivlosom? Nasan ena velibo lios meitzar alehem. Moshe, with his eyes and with his heart, commensurated with the suffering of the Jewish people. He identified with them. He felt their pain. Here was Moshe being raised in the house of the palace, probably had, you know, he had butlers, he had all the wealth, he had everything else, but what he found out, and moreover, when he saw the suffering of his fellow Jews, Nasan Eino V'libo Lios Meitzarlem, we're beginning to see the greatness of Moshe emerging, and according to the Ramban, again, at the age of 12. Okay, so what happens? Vayar Ish Mitzri, Make Ish Ivri Me'echov. What is Make Ish Ivri? What's the story of this Ish Ivri? The Mitzri is beating him up. Says Rashi, Ba'ala Shal Shlomis Bas Divri Hoya. This Jew that was being beaten up was the husband of Shlomit. V'nosan Ba'enov, and this Mitzri had an attraction to her. Delilah, he'emido v'hotzio mibeso. At night he forced this husband to go outside, stand in the cold. V'hu, in this Mitzri, chazar v'nichnas labayis u'bo'al ishto. And he had relations with his wife. Kasvura shu'baila, she thought it was her husband. It was dark out, they didn't have the lights that we have, especially in the Jewish places where they didn't have, like, they didn't have even food to eat hardly. But when the Jew came back to his house, he realized what went on. When the Mitzri realized that the Jew was aware of what relations he was having with his wife, he was beating him up the whole day. Probably he was sending him a message, don't start up with me. You better keep it quiet or I'll kill you. So this is what the story is behind this whole event. Now, here's my question. Rashi hasn't told us whether Moshe himself knew this whole story. So if you take a look in the very, very next pasuk, that's pasuk Yud Beis, it says, Vayifen kovacho, Moshe looks here and looks there. Vayar ki ein ish, vayaches ha-mitzri v'yatmineu b'chol. Rashi says, what's vayifen kovacho? He looks here and he looks there. Ra ma asalo bibayis uma asalo basod. Unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the Mitzri and somehow with his piercing, penetrating histaklus, his looking, he was able to figure out what was going on. He knew what was going on in the house and he knew what was going on outside the house. And then Rashi really pulls one on us. Rashi says, Vayar, he saw, ki ein ish. What does that mean, ki ein ish? Says Rashi, asid lo tzeis mimenu shi is gayer. In other words, Moshe had the ability to see deep down in the future, generations down the line, and discern that nothing good is going to come out of this Mitzri. And all this happens, according to the Ramban, at what age? The age of 12. Who could imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu is a 12-year-old who feels for his people, leaves the palace, wants to see their suffering, identifies with them, takes a look at this Mitzri, realizes the whole story by staring at his face, and not only that, realizes that this Mitzri has nothing good going for him. There is no mitigating circumstance. There's nothing good is going to come of him.
Didn't Shlomo Melech also have a nevuah?
Shlomo Melech? I'm not sure. I don't know. You have proofs for that? That Shlomo?
I seem to remember that.
Okay, I don't know. All I see here is Moshe Rabbeinu. Things that are unbelievable, and according to the Ramban, this is all happening at the age of 12. So again, I want to come back to my original question: how did how did Moshe Rabbeinu grow up so fast, and who educated him? Who molded his personality? Take a look at the next paragraph on your page. Remember that the next day after Moshe kills the Mitzri, he sees two Jews that are fighting with each other, and he says, Rosh Aloma Sakes Reyacha, and they respond, or one of them responds, he says, Mi Somchal Ish Sar Veshofit Olenu, Hal Argedu Ata Omer Kasha Araitas HaMitzri, you're going to kill me the way you killed the Mitzri? And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu finds out that the word has gotten out. So the Pasuk says, Vayar Moshe Vayomer Achein Noda HaDofer. The word has gotten out. But what's Vayar Moshe Vayomer? Double language. Says Rashi, based on a Medrash, Daglo Al Shera'a B'Yisrael Rishoim Dalturin. What it means, Vayar, what did Moshe become aware of? The fact that the Jewish people had amongst them Rishoim like this one, who spread the word about him, told Lashon Hara, who snitched on him that he killed the Mitzri. What a low base thing to do. So Moshe says to himself, Me'ata, if I see this, Shema einam ru'uyim li'goyel, maybe my people are not worthy of being redeemed. That's Rashi on the Pasuk Kishara Oso, excuse me, on the Pasuk Vayar. Vayar Moshe. And then Rashi makes a second comment, following through. I'm sorry, Vayira Moshe. I made a mistake. I apologize. Vayira Moshe. That's when you read it from this thing when you can't see it. Like, went back to the Chumash. Vayira Moshe. Moshe was overwhelmed with fear. And Kipshuto means because the word got out, and they're going to look for him and they're going to kill him. But Rashi says, Vayira Moshe, he was afraid that the Jews were not worthy of being redeemed. And then it says, Vayomar, Achein noda hadavar, says Rashi. Achein noda hadavar midrasho, noda li hadavar. Now I know. What do I know? Hayisi tamea. Moshe was in astonishment, bewilderment. Ma chatu Yisrael mikol shivim haumos. Why are the Jewish people guilty? Why are they greater sinners than all the other nations? Lios nirdim bavodas parach, to be oppressed with such kind of slavery, aval nodali roani shehim ruuyim lekach. We're beginning to get a picture of Moshe's personality, and it's a complex situation. On the one hand, extremely mature, advanced beyond his years, with a tremendous connection to his people, feeling for them, stands up to protect them, even putting himself in great danger, kills the Mitzri. His penetrating look into being able to see, the capacity to see way down the line. And at the other hand, a fair judgment of his people. And all this fits beautifully into our picture of Moshe Rabbeinu as someone who stood for justice, for truth. As we saw last time about the story in the B'nos Slavchad, he didn't tolerate the Hamas, the injustice that was being perpetrated against them. In the case of the Mitzri that he killed, because he saw him Maka Ish Ivri, again he couldn't tolerate injustice, he took tremendous action. He is dedicated to truth and justice, even when it comes to his own people. He evaluates them, and if he's disappointed, if he sees something that's not right, he begins to understand the divine ways and why perhaps such a terrible tragedy of 200 years and more of gullus, of oppression, of slavery, the people had to suffer. And now, perhaps, we can answer our original question. What about the incubation period? What about these young years, these wonder years in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, the 2 years in his parents' house, the 10 years in the palace? What was going on in his life? How was he molded? How was he shaped? How was he educated? And I'd like to call your attention to a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, which appears later on in the Parsh of Shmos, at the story of the Sneh. It says at the story of the Sneh, Vayira Malach Hashem Elov Belabas Eish Mitoch HaSneh. Let's read it inside so we shouldn't make the same mistake that we made before. Vayira Malach Hashem Elov Belabas Eish Mitoch HaSneh. Now you and I could not answer the question, who was this Malach? We don't know how to identify him. You can only do that for Ruach HaKodesh. But Targum Yonasan says, and you'll see it on your page, the next to the last source on your page, his name was Zagnu Gael. Did you ever meet such a Malach? I never met him. I never had the pleasure. I'd like to meet him. Because who is Zagnu Gael? Says the Pirush Yonasan, which we have here on the side, who Rabba Shel Moshe. He was the Rebbe of Moshe Rabbeinu. So next time somebody asks you, you know, meets you on the street and says, well, who is Moshe's Rebbe? You'll tell him that you happen to know who it is. His name was Zagnu Gael and he was a Malach. And you know it based on Targum Yonasan. If this be the case, if God appointed a Malach to teach Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we've seen something like this in the past, I don't know if you recall, Don, you were with me that time when we discussed Avraham Avinu, and we were delving into the question of how Chazal say about Avraham Avinu that he knew all the Torah, and how did he come to know the Torah? Apparently, a lot of it he came to on his own, but according to one medrash, he had some sort of rebbeim, you know, he had some sort of rabbis that were teaching him. His kloyos, his kidneys became like two rabbanim, and they were teaching him. And again, we offered a couple of different interpretations of that. It seems that in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a malach that was teaching him Torah. So let's divvy up Moshe Rabbeinu's education into three parts. Part number one was the first 2 years of his life. There he was in his father's house. His father, says the Ramban, was one of the Yechidei Elyon. He was worthy that the Torah should write about him, Levi, like the others. But the question is, how much can you absorb? Even in the greatest of opportunities of educational environments, in the first 2 years of your life. But yet there are statements in Chazal about Tanoim and Amoroim. There's the Gemara where the mother, the Gemara asks, how did this fellow become so great? When he was a baby in the cradle, they brought him to the Beis Medrash. How much did he understand, the baby in a cradle? But he heard the voice of Torah, the cold Torah, and somehow it penetrated. I mean, Lahavdil, I don't want to even mention it here in the same context, but there are goyim who want to teach their children how to dance. So even when they're in an embryonic stage, they plug in, you know, with those, what do you call those things, you know, the things that you can stick to your body, and they plug it into a radio so that the embryo is already singing and dancing to the music. So apparently you could even influence an embryo in its mother's womb. We know biologically there's so many things that if a mother imbibes them, you know, or if she smokes, and all the influences that a mother can have. But how much more so once the baby is born? And we don't realize in the educational process that even this young little tot is picking up things by osmosis. So already at the age of 2, Moshe Rabbeinu was imbued with some sort of spirit, some sort of spirituality, we could call it, from his parents' house. And then he ends up in the palace. He's torn away from his father. Who's gonna play the role now as his Rebbe? Who's gonna take over where his father left off? And the answer is the Malach. And then that 10-year period passes. Vayigdal Hayelet, again, he's only 12, but he's matured at a very accelerated pace. I would say that there's some elements here of godless, not in the sense of physical maturity, although it seems that he was physically mature, but spiritual maturity. When it says Vayigdal HaYeled, it's not necessarily reflecting on his, you know, was he able to be a football player, but rather was he able to make decisions on a spiritual level? And the answer is he's ready to make a judgment in a capital case because he testifies to the fact that this Mitzri killed this each Ivri, and for that he has to be put to death. Exactly how he put him to death, that's a machlokus, whether he hit him, the egrofiko, or Karol of Hashem HaMeforesh, he used the Hashem HaMeforesh.
To jump for a minute, how do you justify Moshe marrying Zipporah?
You mean because she wasn't Jewish at that time?
That's right.
I think Chazal speak about it, I could research a few further, that she actually became a Gioris just like her father did. He became a Ger and she became a Gioris.
But only after.
Oh, was it after they were married? That I don't remember. I don't remember exactly at what point. I think it was before they got married, Kurt, but I'll have to get back to you on that. Believe me, you'll leave me your email address and I'll write you. Now,
I mean, actually,
yeah.
Miriam attacked him for it and was punished. She said, how could you?
How could he marry this woman?
No, yeah. I think she really said, how could you leave her for such a long time?
Correct.
I don't think she asked.
Right, I don't think she was attacking Moshe Rabbeinu because he married a non-Jewish woman, but rather because he had separated himself from her.
Yeah.
Because of his nevuah. She said, but we're also nevuim, gambanu dibur
Hashem. Yeah.
So why do you have to?
There was another argument.
Right. Now, if you take a look at the Ramban on page 2, the Ramban addresses the question of what was the level of Moshe Rabbeinu at the snap. How high was he? How far did he ascend in the spiritual ladder, so to speak, when there was this revelation at the snap? Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is now 80 years old. Says the Ramban, Ulefi dati, hoya Moshe gam b'eis hahu, av b'chochma, gadol b'malas hanavu. I underlined it. According to my opinion, says the Ramban, even at that point, this is way before Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the revelation of the snare, was already av b'chachma, he was mature in his wisdom, gadol b'malas hanavu, he was great in his level as a prophet. But let's just ask the following question, is the Ramban saying that he had reached at this point the highest level of prophecy? Had he reached his apex? So the Ramban says no. He did not reach his apex until Har Sinai. And it's very fascinating to me that the Ramban in Breishis, at the end of the Akedah story in Parshas Vayera, that's the third source on your page, the third paragraph on your page, the Ramban says that there's a difference between the way Avraham Avinu perceived the Nevuah that he received and the way Moshe Rabbeinu did. He says, with regard to Moshe Vayikra, Moshe lo kavram, Bavram ksiv Vayikra malach Hashem al Avraham shenis min Hashamayim. Hamalach kore vadibur medaber. Beram hacha, here by Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aniu akorei, aniu amedaber. In other words, in the case of Avram, Avram could not perceive or receive his prophecy without first having to prepare himself. And the malach, in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, however, Muchan lekabel nevuah b'chol eis. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to go through this process of preparing himself to receive the nevuah, but rather he was always prepared. But at which point is the Ramban describing in the life of Moshe? Is this at the Sneh? So if you'll take a look at the next Ramban, the Ramban says, this is in the middle of page 2, and again, I apologize because my printer is not behaving properly, so it's very weak, but the Ramban says that in truth, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was qualitatively different than the prophecy of any other prophet. Once again, comparing Moshe Rabbeinu to the Avos, and he describes Moshe Rabbeinu as having a Nevuah panim el panim, face to face. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to communicate with God the way you and I communicate. And in the next paragraph, Al Derech HaEmes, this is more a Kabbalistic Ramban, he says about Moshe Rabbeinu that he saw Hashem Baspaklaria HaMe'ira, some sort of very clear, vivid picture of the Nevuah. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu was weak or he was asleep or he saw dreams or visions. He actually spoke and communicated with God in a direct way with tremendous clarity, as if one man was speaking to another. Says the Ramban, at what point did Moshe Rabbeinu achieve this level, the highest level of Nevuah? Says the Ramban, at the time of Matan Torah. Now imagine the apex of Moshe Rabbeinu's career as a Navi is attained at Matan Torah. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu hibit betmunas Hashem, he actually saw the divinity at that level, the shleimut, the perfect level that Moshe Rabbeinu achieves. And yet earlier at the Sneh, the Ramban says that he was already av b'chokhma v'gadol b'malas ha-nevuah, so much so that he superseded the Avos. He didn't need to be prepared for Nevuah like the Avos had to go through this preparation. And yet, as great as that level that Moshe achieved at the time of the Sneh, he achieved a much greater level at the time that he went up the mountain at Har Sinai for 40 days. So we begin to get a picture of the greatness and the quality of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. So in other words, we're seeing Moshe Rabbeinu in many different lights, and we're appreciating many different facets of his personality. Number one, we're seeing how mature he is at a young age. We're seeing him as a judge in two major episodes. One, in the episode of the Mitzri, in which he penetrates with his stockless. He's able to see below the surface deeply and perceive that this Mitzri is a terrible, immoral person who's beating up an innocent Jew and having relations with his wife. He sees that the Mitzri is no good, and he destroys him, he kills him on the spot. That's his first judgment. The second judgment is going to take place later, many years later, when he's an older person. But once again, the Medrash always attaches to Moshe Rabbeinu that dedication to truth and justice. He's even critical when it comes to his people. In the story that transpired the day after he killed the Mitzri, because he's honest in his evaluation of the people. And he's very worried, as we saw, because Edom Reuyim Lehigoyel. His perception of God, as we said before, supersedes that of the Avos. The Avos maybe had an understanding of God through their Chachma, that's for sure. But Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding was greater than that. He had it in I would call it in sense perception. You know, he could feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Already at the Sneh, he's Gadol B'Milas HaNevuah, and he's already past the Avos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him at the Sneh, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha. Says the Ramban, because already at the Sneh, the Shechina came down and hovers over the area. Whenever there's Hashvas HaShechina in a Mokom, in a place, you got to take your shoes off. Like the Kohanim in the Migdash, Yoshua when he meets the Sar Tzava Shem, the Sar Tzava says, take off your shoes. And the Ramban nevertheless says that even at the scholars of Hashem at the Maras Ner, when Moshe Rabbeinu is already at this level of being great by Miles and Avua, nevertheless, he doesn't reach the level of his zenith of Milo Gdol Shebenevua, which he reaches in Tmunas Hashem Yabit at the time of Matan Torah. And in addition to this, we have another dimension of Moshe's life, and that is his love for the people of Israel. He's willing to sacrifice for them. He's willing to protect them, to defend them, to pray for them on every occasion. In Kein Mecheni No Misifrecha, if you're not going to forgive them, wipe me out, erase me from your book. Vayar B'Sivlosom, as we saw, he goes out to see and to identify with the suffering of his people. And already from birth, it's this Malei Kalabayis Kulei Ora. And I wanted to share with you as we end the Shia, a sicha, a shmooze that I saw.
It would take 10 minutes to get a cab if I just call.
Yeah, go ahead. Take that thing. So I saw a sicha, a shmooze from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he says, "What's this Mali Abayis Kulei Oro? What symbols? What ideas the Torah trying to transmit us? Is Torah Shabbat Peh trying to transmit us about Moshe Rabbeinu? The R, which is always representative of the Torah, is Moshe Rabbeinu's interest in sharing what he's achieved, all the knowledge that he has, transmitting it to the people. So he doesn't take the R for himself, he shares it with us. So I think what we see about Moshe Rabbeinu in the essence of his personality, he is totally dedicated to truth, to justice, to the love of his people, to Hashem, to prophecy, to Torah, to being a great leader in Israel. And he reached the greatest level than anyone was able to reach.